Today's daf in Masechet Kedushin is daf Mem Hei, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, and we are holding at the Itmar, and we were in the middle of the discussion of what the din is about a ketana who is mekabelas Kedushin, whether there is a din according to Ula. The halacha is there's no din whatsoever that requires anything. And according to Shmuel and Rav, she needs both a get and miyun, which was a tremendous chiddush. So now we're at the two dots, and we'll take a look at further issues. According to Rav, we say, and according to Shmuel, we say you need both get and miyun. How about in a case where the guy died who had taken her without the father's rishus, and now she was nafilufneyachav liyibum? What is the situation where we had this suffix in the kedushin? Remember that maybe nisratza'av, according to Rav and Shmuel, and now he dies, and the question is she chayevas in yibum? Well, if the father had been nitratzeh, so then she would be chayevat in yibum. Now, there's an additional complication over here, because what if there were several brothers to the deceased husband, and one of them does ma'amar? Remember that ma'amar is a kedushin derabbanan that a yavam can use to aser his yavama on his other brother. So he wants to be the one to do the yibum. Because of that, he gives her kedushin, and even though b'niraisa kedushin doesn't work on a yavama, but the rabbanan were misaken a maisa kedushin on a yavama. Fine. So he has got now a double problem. So here's the issue. Omer Ravuna Omer Rav. What Rav said in this case is that if one of the brothers had done ma'amar, so then she needs to do a mi'un to get out of that ma'amar. But if none of the brothers had done anything about ma'amar, then even though, of course, there's a suffix that she requires chalitza, but she does not need miyun in addition to that chalitza. Let's explain. Ketza. Asaba ma'amar. So now one of the brothers did ma'amar to her, so then she needs a get. And we'll explain why. She needs a get, she needs chalitza, and she needs miyun. She needs all three. Why? Tzricha get. Maybe the father was not maskim to the kedushin of the brother who died, but maybe the father was maskim to the kedushin of the brother who made the ma'amar. And then the ma'amar would have been a kedushin d'oraisa, because she was not a yavama. And if it's a kedushin d'oraisa, she would need a get, right? Okay, so in that event, there would be an essential requirement for a get d'oraisa. There's no other way for her to get out of that marriage. She needs a chalitza, because maybe the father had been nisratza to the original kedushin of the brother who died, and therefore, midiraisa, she requires yibum. But we don't know about that, maybe, and therefore she needs chalitza in order to get out of the chiv of her yibum. So this is why it would be, if he had been maskim, she needs chalitza. That way, either way, she would be yotze. In other words, even if the father was maskin to the kedushin of the mimer, which we're calling the second kedushin, so then it was only ma'amar, and if she was if she had been a yavama, it would only be a derabbana. She would still be stuck with the zika. And she can't marry anybody else without chalitza. So we don't know what the situation is. So because of that, we have to also give her chalitza. But she also needs miyun. Why? Yes. Why? Because shema lo nisratza'av. Lo b'kedusha rishon, lo b'kedusha sheni. Forget about the father. The father, he has nothing to do with it. But did she require a get? Did you say she needs a get? Didn't we say that once a ketana needs a get, people will say, now wait a minute, why did she need a get? Obviously, she was really married. That must mean that the father had agreed to the kedushin. And if she was really married, then if this person would go ahead and would try to marry her sister, the Besdin would laugh it off. You know, what are you talking about? He was once married to this person's sister. Over here, in this case, they will say that it's also going to be an achot chalutza. In the case where he hadn't done mamar and there was no get, that we'll talk about in a moment. But since there was a get, people would say in kedushin tovsim be'achota, and because of that, they'll just throw out the marriage. But it actually was a big suffix, because we don't know that the father had actually been misratza. So the same thing that I said before, says Rab, would apply over here. But if there was no ma'amar by one of the brothers, then she does not need a miyun. All she needs is chalitza. Because what's the problem? You're going to say, well, I mean, why wouldn't she need miyun? Because people will think that she's an achot chalutza to, and therefore shema yomru en kedushin tovsim b'achota. Is that what you're worried about? That's not a problem. Because normally, remember, there's an iser of an achot chalutza, and that's the same as an achot grusha, but it's only midrabbanan. This din of achot chalutza, it means that the kedushin would be chal, but everybody knows that. Hakol yodim, everybody knows that achot chalutza is a drabbanan issue, and therefore they would never think that if the guy who did the chalitza would want to marry the sister, and he goes and he gives her kedushin, nobody would say, oh, it's a joke. It's not a joke, because the achot chalutza is only drabbanan. And everybody knows that, because Reish Lakish pointed out that it's a beferish a mishnah that every kid learns in Yevamos that achot chalutza is a drabbanan. Kan shana Rebbe, said Reish Lakish, remember that we had that mishnah in Yevamos, that in the case if somebody does chalitza to his Yevama, and his brother marries the sister of this woman that got chalitza, and now that brother dies, right? So now this brother is going to have to do yibum on the sister of the woman that he already gave chalitza to. So what's the din over there? He's not allowed to do yibum, but he still has to do chalitza. Why does he have to do chalitza? Because achot chalutza falls to him because she's not really an erva midiraisa. She is only an erva midirabana. Exactly. So in that event, there would need to be a chalitza, but not a yibam. But in the case, continues the same mishnah, if somebody divorced his wife and the brother married the sister of that wife, and now he dies, and now the sister falls to the person who was once married to the grusha, his grusha, her sister, he does not need to do anything. There's no chalitza, there's no yibam, because that's one of the 15 arayas. It's achot ishto. Achot grushato is the same as achot ishto, midirayta, because it says bichaya, anytime in her lifetime. He can't marry the sister of that woman. So therefore, says Reish Lakish, so in this mishnah, by teaching the difference between the achot chalutzato and achot grushato, anybody who reads this mishnah is aware that the achot chalutzato is only a drabonon. Therefore, says Rav, why would I demand miyun in this case? The most that they're going to think is that when they see that she got chalitza, they're going to think that the chalitza was a diraisa. So even if it is, achot chalutza is not diraisa. And that I didn't have to be mitaken over here at all. Now, Hanu Beitre, here was a case of two guys. They're sitting in this shady area. It could be it was actually artificial shade, Rosh. It's not clear whether it's artificial shade or it was a natural shady area. It was this place where they would put up, these benches. The Rebbe is not here, so he won't even appreciate the situation where the two guys, look at that, where the two guys are drinking beer together. You know, so you got the gabbai with the Rebbe, and they're having a cup of beer. Actually, in this case, it was chamra. They're having a cup of beer, you know. And we're talking about sometime in the future. This hasn't happened yet. So one of them says to the other one, listen, you know, I'd like your daughter to marry my son. So how about I'll give you this cup of beer. I'll buy you a beer. look at this. We're already being mishadech. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zeicha to such a wonderful shidduch. On Alavaya, I should be around to see it. That would be amazing. But I'll be very happy. And you can remind me at the time that, remember, we had this back on Daf Mem Hey. Okay, Bezrat Hashem. So now we know where we're headed. Listen, you know how many shidduchim like that we ended up with in the yeshiva anyway, right? Okay. So he gives him a cup of beer. Now, of course, it was not just plain beer. It was Belgian beer. So he gives him a cup of Belgian beer and says, okay, I'll buy you this beer, and my daughter should be married to your son. Says Ravina, it's all very nice to say maybe the father was interested and he was maskim to the condition, but there's no way that we would say Shema Nisratzah Ben. And to say that, the daughter, Mimela, Tavla Metav Tandu, Mila Metav Armala, it's not such a big deal. She'll get along with anybody, No, but the boys are very medayek, right? So the father doesn't have any rights of anything. I mean, the most could be that he's a shliach, which we'll talk about, but Ben never made him a shliach. And we're certainly not going to say zachin. So therefore, Shem and Isratza Ben Lo Amrina. There we don't even have a suffix. Omer le Rabbanu le Ravina, how do you know? Maybe the son had actually made his father a shliach. And that's why he was saying this. So Dilma shliach shavya? And, isn't it at least a suffix? No, who says the chutzpah to make your father a shliach to go out and be mekadesh and isha for me? No. Lo chotzi finish l'shavi alavu ha-shliach. Okay, but maybe the son had told the father, that girl, I really like her. I wish there was some way we could end up being married. So now he knows that his son wants it. So now he's trying to get the girl in terms of Zachin Ladam Shalom Befanav, and he knows that it's a schuz. Omer le Rabba Bashimi, look, I can tell you that these are all interesting questions if you hold of Rav and Shmuel. And that's what we said originally, that even if you hold of Rav and Shmuel. But the truth is that I heard directly that Ravina, who said this over, directly, I don't hold of Rav and Shmuel. And therefore, I don't have any of these chashashas. So what we said originally, that, and you're right, that may not be true. But certainly, he said before that even Alibi the Rav Shmuel, that doesn't mean that he agreed with Rav Shmuel. He was saying, I don't believe anybody would say that. Okay, so now you're asking, what about this? What about that? Okay, according to Rav Shmuel, you could say maybe there would be a chashash. I'm not worried about any of this stuff. Now, there was another maisa where somebody gave a ketana without the father's knowing. He gave a ketana a bundle of carrots. In the middle, we just saw the gabbai walk through Machane Yehuda, and he bought a bundle of carrots, and he hands it over to this little girl, and he makes her kedushin. Ah, says Ravina, also, this is ridiculous. Even according to Rav and Shmuel, who say that we're worried maybe the father was Nisratza, that's only where things were done with class, man. I mean, it's got to be a little class. I understand. You take a bunch of veggies in the middle of the shuk, that's not class. So the ani mili derech kavod, avol derech bizayon lo, the father's not going to accept even to say, yeah, I'm glad somebody married her, not if it wasn't done with at least a speck of human dignity, And this is a bizayon. So Amalei Rav Achmi Diftel Ravina, what exactly about it is the bizoyan? Is it the carrots or is it Machane Yehuda? That's the question. I mean, obviously, in the event that it was done in Machane Yehuda, but it was done with a diamond ring, I mean, maybe that's okay. Or if it's done in carrots, but it's done in a hotel lobby, maybe that's okay. So which one of it? Is it the bizoyan of the carrots or is it the bizoyan of the shuk? The Nafka Mina obviously would be that he uses something that is not a bizayon. He gives her money, he gives her a ring, and he does it in the shuk. Or he gives her the carrots, bekisha the yarka, but he does that in a hotel or in a place that's bechuba. My, said Ravina, both of them is a bizayon. What's the matter with you? There's no class in the shuk, and there's no class in a bunch of carrots. And therefore, I say if it would be either of those things, kosher, and if it's both of those things, there's no kiddush. Now, there was another maisa, And here, a certain guy had in mind that he wanted to accept Kedushin for his daughter, who was a Ketana, one of his relatives that he thought was very suitable for a husband for her. His wife says, "What are you, crazy? We're going to have some other person from your nutty family? The best person for this shidduch is my relative." Anyway, so they're sitting there fighting over this, you know. And, of course, we know who won. She drove him absolutely nuts and kafte until he agreed. Okay. So she forces him to agree. Okay, ta'avi l'kriva, I give up. Now, so all right, so what do? They go in and they make a party, you know, a etznayim party, and everybody's downstairs, right? Meanwhile, the relative of the father gets her alone on the roof and gives her kedushin to the little girl. Now, we know that the father really wanted him. So the question is, in this case, the father was megala daita that he actually wanted his relative. Maybe in this case, we should say that the father was maskim. Omar Abaye, k'tiv she'irit Yisrael lo yasu avla lo yedabru chazav. We see that it says in the Torah, and this is really amazing, because this Nevi'us of Zephaniah is talking about when the Beis HaMikdash is built, and the Klal Yisrael is in a completely different matzev, and there it says that then things will be so wonderful that you can trust everybody, and that whoever is left at that time wouldn't say something that isn't true, wouldn't not stand by a commitment. They make a commitment, you stand by a commitment. And Abaye is saying that we can actually be semich on that pasuk today. And that means that we've arrived at that darga today. Like, what do you mean, ksiv? I mean, if you want to just say it as an expression, it's one thing. But he's saying that this is what Tzfania Hanavi says. It's quite amazing. Therefore, you don't have to be cheshish. He gave his commitment to his wife. It's true that she drove him crazy, but a commitment's a commitment. So we don't have any chashash in this case, or even a libet Rav Shmuel, that she should need a get in order to get out of this. Rava Amar? Well, I don't know about Tzfania. I have a better reason. You know what? Chazaka ein adam toreach b'seuda u'mafsida. A guy doesn't spend money on a tznayim and then agree that the whole thing ends in a catastrophic machlokas between him and his wife. The whole thing, everybody runs out of their mind. No, the whole thing was for nothing. And, you know, we made this big tanayim and over here in the hotel. And it's, people don't do that. So once he's gone so far as to make the celebration, then he's not going to change his mind. But I wouldn't rely on the yashrus of the guy, you know. But the money, that you can rely on. What's the difference between the two shitas, Rava and Abaye? Obviously, he could be now the Lotarach. What about that they didn't make it to know him? So according to Abaye, doesn't matter. He gave his word to his wife. And therefore, the other guy, even though he had wanted that other guy, if the other guy goes ahead, we don't have any suffix that he would be mitratzeh because he already gave his word. Masha Enkein, according to Abaye, according to Rava, since there was no money that had been spent, so it's not a problem, and that he had given his word, he may have changed his mind. So in that case, it would still be a suffix. Okay. Now, until now, our whole question is Kabbalah's Kiddushin. How about cases where she actually went to the chuppah? Now, that's a different issue, because it could be that her father accepted the Kedushin. So let's imagine a case. Her father accepts Kedushin, and he goes away on a business trip, and he's disappeared. Nobody knows when he's coming back. She's still a little girl. She goes ahead, and she goes to the chuppah. Now, normally the father would be Meisr's Bitei L'chuppah. But she says, look, I will wait around forever over here. So she goes to the chuppah on her own. V'omda v'niseit. So what would be the din? Can she eat truma if the guy was a Kohen? Now, let's remember that the din actually is that a arusa midiraisa eats truma. The only reason that she doesn't get truma is because we made a takana. And remember, the takana, there were two bases. Machlokas, what the basis was. The old Coke in the refrigerator question, truma Coke, and we're afraid that her siblings are going to steal her Coke, and they'll end up drinking truma. That's assuming that this is roi l'shtia and that it really has been a truma. We're just exaggerating a little bit. But it would be possible that there's something that's truma in the fridge, and the siblings would take some. That's one approach. Remember, the other approach was we're afraid maybe it'll turn out that there'll be a simpon, that she had some kind of mum and that he doesn't want it. In the end, it was bottle, and it turned out that they were eating truma the whole time, which was usher. Fine. But that's a takana. Mi ikar hadin, once he went ahead and was mekadesh this woman, so then she is kinyan kaspo, and she's ocheles b'truma. Okay. So Rav says, look, in this case, she should eat truma. If the father comes back and he makes a fuss over it and he said, how did you go and get married without me and you didn't wait for me for the wedding and he's angry? Okay, so then she'll stop eating truma and they'll get married again, whatever. But it's no big deal that she's eating truma in between. And meanwhile, she moved in with the guy, so there's not really any chashash. Whereas Ravasi says, no, she can't eat truma. Maybe her father's going to come back and he's going to be upset and it'll be meicha. And then it turned out that she was eating truma as a zora, milechatchila, which is not really true, because even if there was for sure no kind of real nisuin, midiraisa, it's not a zora. So, okay, so the Rishonim say maybe it doesn't mean literally, it means, you know, it's like we would look at her as a zora, midrabanan. Now, there was a maisa. In an actual event that happened, Rav didn't want to stick with his psak, and he was machmir, and he said she should not eat truma. So he was actually chayshish for Rav Asi's fara, and he said better she shouldn't eat truma. Omar, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, even though that's true, that Rav says she can eat truma, but in the event that she dies, her husband is certainly not going to inherit her. Why? Because, look, the marriage, the nisuin, and remember, from erusin, a husband is not zocha in a yerusha. So the nisuin is basically a suffix, right? Because we don't know. So where it comes to truma, fine, I make her by the truma. But over here, we have a chazaka. Uki mamona becheskas more. So the money should remain in the chazaka that it had before. What is the chazaka that it had before? The money of this woman, that in the event that she would die, would be inherited by her father or her siblings, right? So in this case, how can we take it away from them and give it to this putative husband where we're not sure that the nisuin were kosher nisuin? So because of that, it remains in the same state that it was before. Now, how about in the case where we had... Here we're talking about the father went ahead and had been mekabel the kedushin. How about if her father is here? The case originally was the father accepted kedushin and went away on a business trip. In this case, the father accepted kedushin, but he didn't go away on a business trip. Aviyakan, she goes ahead and she goes and makes a wedding without the father's rishus. She didn't talk to her father. So Rav Huna Omar ain't okay. In this case, it's not a marriage. And we have to treat her as an arusa. Whereas Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba says, ochelet. What's the machlok? Because Rav Huna Omar, eino ochelet. Because even Rav, who said before, when the father went overseas, the reason he says ochelet is because the father wasn't here. But over here, the father was here. And he's not telling us what he feels about this. He refuses to respond. Well, how do you interpret that refusal to respond? He is absolutely furious. What are you talking to me about that no good nick of a girl? Get out of here. I have nothing to say. So Hada Ishtik, Mirtach Ratach, he's furious, and therefore the Nisuin was definitely not a Nisuin. It was Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar Ocheles, just the opposite. Even according to Rav Asi, who said before that Eina Ochelet, because the father's not here, that's only because the father is not here. And maybe when he comes back, he will say, I'm not nechet to her marriage. Mashenkin over here. where the father was around and he didn't say anything. If he didn't say anything, then obviously he accepts the situation. So midashotik isnuchi isnachale. Now, let's address one additional case where the kedushin was without the fdas of the father also. So here, there was no kedushin that we know of that was midiraisa. We had our suffix, sheminis ratzah, and her father was here. And then she even went and made a chuppah, and her father is here. And the father doesn't respond. What's it done over there? Ravuna says, there she eats. Which is crazy. Ravuna before said, even if the Erison was actually B'diraisa, that still she wouldn't eat. Well, in the world. Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba Omar ain't ochelet. Ula says, man, smoke gets in your eyes. This Ravuna's psak is like sitting in a smoky room. It's kechometz l'shinayim, kasham l'einayim. I mean, this is nuts. If the first case that we said before where there was a kedushin midiraisa, because the father had accepted the kedushin, and the only suffix that we had is whether he's misratza to the chuppah. And over there, Ravuna said she can't eat. Now, where she did everything against the father, both the erison and the kedushin, now you're saying, no, in this case, she can't eat. And the father was Mekai. It's nuts. How can you say such a thing? I'm afraid to say that I'm very sorry, but it looks like Rabbi Yirmiya, who is a Talmud of Ravuna, it looks like Rabbi Yirmiya was right and the Rebbe made a mistake. Ravuna made a mistake. Amar Rava, let's not jump to conclusions that Ravuna makes mistakes so easily. I will tell you. It makes perfectly good sense. My time in Ravuna. It's a very profound understanding of the psychology. Basically, it's one thing for the father to be furious when she goes ahead and she accepts the kiddush. Okay, so there you can interpret his quiet as anger. Or in the event that he had made the kiddushin and she went to the chuppah, man, am I angry. But it's a totally different situation when you're already furious and then you get another slap in the face. Then it's, that does it! Right? So, all right, I wasn't going to say anything about the Erison. That absolute no good, Nick, blankety blank, 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 that does it! That's what he should say. So if he's even quiet at this point, it means, you know what? I don't care about anything she does. She dropped dead as far as I'm concerned. And therefore, let her do what she wants. Whatever, she wants to marry him. Let her go marry him. Daddy, I'm going to Paris and getting married. God, do what you want. So Mamela, it would be that in this case, he actually was Misratza. That's Ravuna's insight. So where it was both the Erison and the Chuppa that was without the Das of the Father. My time, Ravuna. That basically he's told her, he's treating her as if she's a Yatoma. I don't care about you. That's it. So Ho Vanasa Bamase Yatoma Bakaya Av, he's treating her as if she is a Yatoma and giving her over all rights, do whatever you want. So in this case, he would actually say that she could eat truma. Okay, lovely. So now we've seen a lot of the fascinating insights, difference between the son, the daughter, relationship of father-son, question of whether we have to be chayish, whether there are kedushin, whether there isn't kedushin, the various shitas of ula, differences to possible ulas of whether there was shidduchim before or not, and Rav and Shmuel, on the other hand, are there chashoshas? Amazing, amazing differences over here in slight variations that need to take into consideration the variations of psychology in the actual psak of the din.